Hi, everyone, and welcome to My Damn Services. My Damn Services, the most efficient way to free up your digital asset management professionals and grow your business. In recent conversation, Henrik and I were speaking on keywording and its different contrasts, talking about the ways in which we are helping organizations optimize their process and how it has a great deal to do with the benefits of keywording. After all, we are searching for everything we create, manage, and distribute all the time. The success in how well your keywording is performing is how well the created content remains relevant to your audience, how easily it can be found, and without frustration. We had the pleasure to speak with Clemency Wright and go over a few of these distinctions and receive her insights. Thanks again for joining us, Clemency.
Hi, Frank.
What is keyword accuracy? Why is that important?
Accuracy is really important because we have so much content online and in-house databases, and users are generally very time poor, and they can get frustrated quite easily if they can't find what it is they're looking for. So we have to be really accurate when we're keywording. We have to make sure everything that is relevant to the image or the video or the asset is going to count. So we may have to work with a restricted number of keywords. Therefore, we want to make every single one count. Accuracy is quite heavily linked to relevancy, but what we generally mean by an accurate keyword is something that will convey all the information and all the various ways a customer or user might want to use the asset. So we can break it down into, let's say, if we're keywording pictures of people, we can have accurate keywords around what their age range is or their gender or their ethnicity. Or if we're keywording location-based travel photography or assets around a location, it could be text-based or footage and video. We'd also want to make sure we're including accurate keywords or tags for those locations. So nothing that's ambiguous, nothing that's too generic. If there's a hierarchy involved, so you've got a location that's very specific to a certain city within a certain region of a country, we'd want to make sure everything is aligned in the most accurate way. Because ultimately, the customer won't think about how this works on the back end. They'll just assume that when they type in the tag, they'll get back something that's true and always true, and they'll rely on that. And when you're publishing content, if you're not using content that is accurately keyworded, you're going to know about it, because let's say your marketing team go ahead and publish, you know, some copy with an image of a location that's actually, you know, shares the same name as a location in a different region. That's going to be an inaccuracy that the picture editor might post it so quickly, they're working so quickly, they've got so many things to do that they don't necessarily drill down to verify the information. They will rely on the keywords alone. So the role of the keyworder and the purpose of having a structure of keywords is to make sure that when we're adding keywords, they're always accurate, so that the users can rely on them 100% and not fear that they're going to be held accountable for errors and mistakes.
That's great.
Find out how My Damn Services can help your company by visiting mydamservices.com and schedule a call with us today.